National companies sometimes gain prominence real quickly, and when you look at a lot of the companies that are out there, the Berkleys, you know, the a lot of the major tackle companies in the world, they started 70, 80 years ago. But with me today is Brian Head. He's the National Sales Manager for Jewel Bait Company, and it hasn't been that long ago, Brian, that Jewel Bait Company is a little small regional company, but since about 2 years ago, things have really changed there, and it's becoming a national company.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Gail Julian started the company in 1989 and just chose to build products the proper way to catch fish. And, you know, in the past, a lot of the companies, and great companies, have chose to catch the fishermen, and Gail just chose the other path, and it's created extreme success for him.
When you look at what's happened in the world of fishing, you know, a lot of times gadgets and gadgets and, you know, novelty items and that kind of stuff are what catch fishermen. But you guys have made a point, and I think that's a very, very good point, about making sure that these baits that you guys design catch fish. And, I mean, there's a lot of differences in baits, in particular in jigs. Tell me a little bit about how you guys structure this thing and what makes your stuff different.
Well, Terry, Gail has always been very, very straightforward with the catching ability of his products. You know, there's a lot of great companies, there's a lot of great products out there, but Gail has chosen to, you know, be extremely particular on how he pours the jig heads. You know, in the past, everything's been spun cast, and Gail has chose a different path to build the product. So every time you pick up a Jewel jig, an Aikens jig, a football jig, whatever it may be, the package says 5/16 of an ounce. Every one of them weighs the same, and every one of them is exactly to a T, a 5/16 ounce Aikens jig. And that's where he's been successful. And, you know, Gail is very particular on how the jigs fall, how the jigs, you know, enter the water, and I think that's what's kept him successful over the years, and that's what's grown the company to where it is today.
Well, you look at, you know, Missouri, Arkansas fishermen, and a lot of them have been very successful. You mentioned the Aikens family, you know, of course, Troy's had his success as well as his dad, Jim, doing so well with the jig that they've invented and created. But, you know, Gail had to listen to them. He had to take their ideas, had to put them down on a computer and design something that was actually what they were looking for, and I'm sure prototypes came out and all that kind of stuff. But since that time, everything's evolved a little bit. Now you've got this great football jig, and you're coming out with a few new ones, I think. And you've got all these things going on. But how do you keep track of that? I mean, is it pro staff? Is it just Gail and you coming up with ideas? You know, tell me about how you do that.
We do have great pro staff members. Of course, as you mentioned, the Aikens family, and we also have one of the top ranked pros in the world, Mike McClellan, that is just unbelievable with information. You know, when it comes to dragging a football-type jig around points and around structure, you know, there's just nobody better than Mike McClellan. You know, of course, a lot of the local guides on the Table Rock area, you know, Bill Beck and some of the others have just been instrumental in helping with the production of with the football jig. It has evolved into, you know, the football jig's been around for 20 or 30 years, and nobody's used it, and Gail has just chosen to kind of reincarnate the football jig, and it's just been extremely successful. But to answer your question, the pro staff that we have with gentlemen like Mike McClellan are just unbelievable. And if it doesn't work, they're not shy about it. They'll tell you.
Well, I got to mention, too, I think the only bait that's been used to win two Elite Series events was Mike and using that football jig, right?
Mike has won two Elite Series using the football jig, and also a young man, Casely Ashley, just won off of a Jewel product, the 7/16 ounce Aikens jig also. So we're the only company that has three Elite Series championships.
Yeah, one guy won two events, another guy wins another one with it. I think maybe people are going to start taking notice.
I would hope so. I mean, a lot of the pros are using our products. Of course, you know, they all have sponsors and they all have companies that they represent. But I think a majority of them do have Jewel products in their boats.
Well, and you know, you look at over the years, I mean, Gail is one of the true gentlemen in our sport. I mean, I think more than anything else, he's just a straight, honest, good guy. And then he came out and said, hey, I want to do this the right way. And he's stuck to his guns over 20 years now. Tell me about now, as a company, when you go from a kind of a little small regional company, you've got to gear up when you become a national company. What are some of the things you guys are doing down there to be ready for this big onslaught of people wanting your product?
Well, the big thing is you know, a lot of the companies like to build inventory on demand, and Jewel has always been able to do that, but now with the onslaught of the product that we're getting so many requests, it's been difficult for us to keep up. We are actually, in the manufacturing part of it, we're in the process now of building a new paint system, a whole new building area for the product, so we can basically quadruple our production. I mean, it's actually more than that, but I mean, it's just we're not making enough product to keep up with the demand. And as far as Gale is expanding our manufacturing end of it, just to keep up.
I can remember one of the first interviews I did with Gale. He was talking about how he really sold his first group of jigs. He made them. He knew they were good. He'd have people come down maybe on a guide trip or some other people would use them. They'd take them back up to wherever they went, whether it was in the northern part of the country or southern part of the country, caught fish on them, and then started calling. And that's how he started his business. But with the Elite Series and with Mike McClelland and the Aikens and all the people at the regional level now using the product, that word of mouth is spreading rapidly. And also your advertising has been enhanced as well.
Absolutely. And Tara, I hate to use the word assembly line, but that's almost where, with the demand that we have for the Jewel products, that's almost where the company is headed. We're having to build so many jigs to build a pipeline of demand that we're basically turning into a system to where, you know, it starts at one end of the building, at the other end of the building, the UPS truck backs up to the door and loads it up and goes.
Well, I got to ask you a question. Now, there's a colors combinations are great, too, and they're, you know, the way you tie your jigs, a lot of things like that, the rattles and stuff, rattle systems that are incorporated in it. But the paint systems and the color combinations, one in particular comes to mind to me is peanut butter and jelly. Seems like a mainstay in the central part of the country. That jig and that color seems to be something where a lot of people catch fish on it.
Yeah, that's a great clear water color. And Gale came out with that a few years ago. And it's just one of those colors that I don't know if the name caught the attention first or the style of the jig, of course, but the color is just unbelievable in the clear water reservoirs that we have around this part of the country. And it's just, it's pretty much peanut butter and jelly is a staple, I think, in the majority of the boats.
Well, I was just down at Bass Pro Shops in Springfield, Missouri, and there was a bunch of Jewel product there, of course, and the peg that only had one jig on it was peanut butter and jelly. And I said, you know, this is kind of a testimony to what I was thinking about happening here, that particular neck of the woods, you know, Table Rock and Lake of the Ozarks and a lot of those places. What a great color. And you talk about it being a clear color. What are some of the techniques that you'd use or colors that you might use in darker water? Let's maybe give the listeners here a little tutorial.
You know, we have a lot of great colors. We actually have one of the better colors that we sell in the dirtier water areas of the country, which, you know, our lakes around here, you know, Terry, can get dirty too during the rainy season. But we have Missouri Crawl, which has a little bit of chartreuse in it. Of course, we have the black and blues. One of my favorite colors is black and brown. It's just been a great color for me over the years. But the Missouri Crawl and, of course, the blacks and blues are going to be your mainstay, you know, colors for your dirtier water.
Well, the head, the paint design, some of the paint, you know, is just phenomenal. It doesn't chip. It doesn't do those kind of things. One thing I want to mention, too, that I like about the jig is the skirts. You really don't have to doctor them much. You know, sometimes you'll get a jig and it'll have, you know, a 3 or 4 inch skirt on it. You got to trim it. You got to do all those kind of things. But when they come out of the package with Jewel, they're ready to go.
If you pick up some of our new jigs going forward now, here a couple of months ago, we come up with a one-shot skirt system. It's actually got a collar inside of it, and the skirt is actually attached to the collar, which, you know, you don't have to move the skirt around at all. When it slides onto the jig head, it's on there. It also gives the jig a more natural look. It flares the skirt out. And it's kind of an innovative design that Gale's come up with that basically gives the skirt the flare and the ease of putting it onto the jig head. It's unheard of.
Well, you know, as a lot of companies that I hear about, you know, across the country are kind of crying the blues a little bit, you know, that we had such a cold spring across a lot of the country, and we also had, you know, maybe some tougher conditions, and sales are not maybe what they should be. Not the case with you guys. You guys are growing right now.
Yeah, things are just through the roof, Terry. We've had a great year, and basically it's not a matter of a place to go with the product. It's a matter of getting the product built fast enough to get it placed.
Well, Brian, give me a couple of items. I want to, number one, have the website address, and then also maybe a phone contact place where people could call in if they need to.
Okay. Our website is jewelbait.com.
Okay.
And then our phone number, we have an 800 number. It is 1-800-458-7370, and that goes directly to the Jewel Bait Company offices.
Well, it's definitely a good product. You guys are, you know, as square as they come. I mean, the integrity there at that company is unmatched, and I appreciate you being with us here at Bass Fan Radio.
Thank you very much, sir.
I'm Terry Brown. This has been Bass Fan Radio.